Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Well, the Billy Barry Stage School has been on the go for 60 years, founded by Billy and now under the directorship of her daughter Lorraine. Lots of listeners will remember the toy show years when the Billy Barry kids danced and sang in wonderful costumes, and they were the envy of kids all over this country. Well, Lorraine Barry joins me now, along with David Whelan, lead singer with band Wild Youth, who represented Ireland, of course, in the Eurovision in 2023, and finalist in Dancing with the Stars, and a graduate of the Billy Barry Stage School. Lorraine and David, good morning to you both.
Good morning, Miriam.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows the name Billy Barry, but Lorraine, she was your mum. What was she like? Tell me about your mum.
What a wonderful lady. I never saw her as being Billy Barry. She was my mum, and my dad had passed away when I was very young. I was only 4 years old, and he got multiple sclerosis. And back in the time, there wasn't the medication to assist. So she knew that she'd been in the theatrical business all of her life, and she knew that she needed to get back to work. And she had given up her career when she got married. She had four children. I was the youngest of those four children. So about the year before he passed away, she set up the Billy Barry Stage School. And it's like a bit of a trailblazer. It was pretty much the first of its kind. And she made such a massive success of it almost instantly. But that was all I knew and that was all I saw. So everywhere she was, I was. And it was wonderful. I thought this was great. I thought this is what everybody does. It was very, very exciting. Very quickly, we got involved in theatrical productions. We were like doing weekly performances. And yeah, it was a life. And it was only years down the line that I actually realised, OK, this isn't what everybody's mum does. But she was amazing. She really was absolutely amazing. A strict enough, firm enough parent. She was very much into education, especially my education, and was very strict on you need to do really well in school. And if you do really well in school, well, then we can do this other thing. But your schooling must come first. And I think that was something that she drilled into all of her students as time would go on.
And where did she get the idea for the school, and where did her love of performance come from?
So she grew up in the theatre. Her father was a band leader. He had several orchestras back in the day when there were like hunt balls and all of that. So she was the youngest of 15 children. And yes, the older part of the family all lived through that era. As time went on, maybe the jazz era had come in, and my grandfather wasn't that keen on all of that style of things. He was rather a little bit of a musical snob. So her mother had been an amateur operatic singer and decided that she was going to take the younger end of the family and take them all on the road in the fit-up, the days of the fit-ups. And my mum was known as Little Billy the Wonder Child at the age of five, and had this incredible career. But it was also the foundation of everything she would learn. They were amazing people. Like, these were big shows that went around, toured around the country. And there were so many performers that maybe would come over from England and all of that. Fantastic acts. And they all wanted to pass on their knowledge to this young child who was like a sponge waiting to hear what she could learn from all of these. And she did. Picked up an awful lot, learned an awful lot, honed her craft, which was to stand to her in later years. As she grew older, then she went to travel to the Empire Theatre in Belfast, and with her sisters, had sisters called the Barry Sisters. They were a close harmony act. She was a singer, dancer, then became choreographer up there. So she had a wealth of this theatrical knowledge. Met my dad. They got married, end of her career. And then all of a sudden she realised, I need to get my career back on track again. And this is how I'm going to do it. And had this amazing foresight to start the stage school.
She must have been also an incredibly strong woman, because to lose her husband that young, left behind with four children, she was obviously a strong person, wasn't she?
Incredibly strong, incredibly strong. And, you know, people would sort of say, oh, she was very strict, very firm. And she was, but she had to appear strong. But like at home, she was mum. And for all of us, she was, I mean, the person that we went to with everything. She was the most wonderful person. If you had a problem, if you need something that needed sorting, well, then you knew you could go, and she would give you the most solid advice that would be so helpful. But yeah, amazing, amazing lady. She really was.
And I know the anniversary of her death is coming up soon. 10 years gone?
10 years. I mean, she would be absolutely I can't tell you, blown away by the fact that the school, firstly, is still continuing. That was her greatest dream. I mean, she actually retired in 1999. So it's been a long time since she was actually running the school. But she used to love, even in her retirement years, to be part of. And then we'd have our gaiety shows and she'd come and sit the front row of the dress circle and just be so emotional. But now, 10 years after her passing, to realise that the school is still running as successfully as ever, and there's going to be this big tribute for the 60th year. She'd be so, so, so proud and so blown away.
And were you, Lorraine, as a daughter, were you always destined, I suppose, to be part of the Billy Barry Stage School, acting, dancing, singing, and then running it?
I guess I didn't realise I would be running it, but it was my everything. It really was, from the time I can never remember. And it's the name Billy Barry. It meant much more than, it goes beyond it being your mum. It becomes, it's everything you work for. It's that standard of excellence. She always strove for perfection. We were never let settle for, it'll do. Or she never used words like, it'll be grand. It was never that. It'll be the best that it can be. And that's where it is. And so we keep doing that. We keep trying to raise the bar. And it's all done in this name of Billy Barry.
And of course, lots of not famous people, but lots of famous people have gone through that. Big names, alumni who've gone on to acting, performing. Mention some of
those. Sure. So there's Brian McFadden, Susan McFadden, Louise Bowden, who's now a teacher with the school. David here, of course. like Angeline Ball, Samantha Mumba, Hilda Faye, Lisa Lam, Ruth Ann, Jacinta White, who was actually the first of our students to travel to the West End. And she's currently working there, and she's going to be in Juno and the Paycock, and Jacinta would still keep in touch with us. And it's been amazing, absolutely incredible.
Now, David Whelan, beside you there, do you remember going and starting in the Billy Barry School, and who decided it was a good idea for you to do that?
Yeah, I do. I remember very clearly. I was a bit of a late bloomer. I was about 13 years old, 12 or 13 when I first went. I always sang in my house and stuff like that when I was growing up, but I was the kid in United jerseys running around playing football, and never saw myself going or being in a stage school or getting on a stage or singing or doing any of that sort of stuff. It's just something I did in the house. And when I was about 12, I somehow got a lead role in Oliver Twist. And that was my first kind of experience doing anything. And through that, my dad ended up talking to someone who knew Lorraine and knew the Billy Barry Stage School. And they kind of just said, would David have any interest in going? And they kind of got in touch with Lorraine and sent me there. And I remember going in, and I remember going in a United jersey.
Remember this.
I remember going in a United jersey, and I was so nervous. I was so out of my depth, really. I didn't know what to expect. But I remember Lorraine just being like the most positive, lovely person I've ever met in my life. She kind of just took, I remember she got me up to the front and made me stand in the front in the middle, and not in front of everyone, but in the front line. And I was dancing. I'd never danced before in my life. And I left and I was like to my mom, I don't want to dance. I can't dance. But Lorraine kept in touch with my mom and just kept like getting me in again. And I kept going back. And within 2 or 3 weeks, I was hooked. I was hooked. And I actually stopped playing football then and just started doing Billy Barry classes instead, because they were clashing on certain days. And I chose the stage school over my football. And yeah, that was it then. I was hooked. I was just obsessed with it. I was obsessed with singing, dancing, acting, everything. I made best friends in it. I'm still friends with every single person I met through the stage school to this day. And yeah, honestly, it was probably some of the best times of my life was when I was in Billy Barry Stage School.
And tell me about your own parents and how they spotted your talent. And I know you paid tribute to your dad before. He's a good dancer, isn't he?
Yeah, my dad's good at everything.
Yeah,
my dad's one of them annoying people. He was good at everything he did. Singing, dancing, football, every sport. He was just amazing at. But yeah, it was just always in my house. Art was in my house in some way, shape or form. Like, my mom's a great painter. My dad's great at everything he does. So there was always always a guitar or like a part. My dad and mom would throw like parties with like our aunties and uncles and my grandparents and stuff like that. And everyone would sing. Like, my granddad would sing and people would be getting up into the middle of the room and sing. And I always just remember it was like a big performance. So there was always some sort of like entertainment. That's why I think it was just naturally in me to be an entertainer since a kid, because everyone in my family entertained, even my sister. My sister would try to outshine me, like when I was like 2, and she'd be pushing me, you know, trying to take the limelight.
I'm not competitive.
Yeah, so I think it's just always been in my family. And some, like my sister actually was in Billy Barry for a few years as well. Like, my sister's 5 years older than me. So I remember being 5 years old, going with my mum to collect my sister from Billy Barry. And this is when Miss Barry was teaching, actually. And maybe, actually, yeah, I think she was teaching.
Yeah.
So I remember my mum actually told me a funny story there 2 days ago, that I was going with my sister to collect, I was going with my mum to collect my sister Laura, and I was outside, and I was a little blonde, bald haired, blue-eyed boy. And I remember my mum saying to me, Miss Barry came out and was like trying to get me to join.
Oh, I'm sure she was.
She was like, we need to get him in here. Yeah. And lo and behold, off my own back, I went back 8 years later. So it's crazy how these full circles happen.
And of course, you went on to great success. What's the story with your band, Wild Youth? Are you getting back together? Are you on a break?
At the moment, we're on hiatus. I've just been in the studio writing myself and just creating music and falling back in love with the whole art of music and writing. It was a crazy 2 years, so I kind of just took this whole summer off just to write, and then this came at the best time now, because I did Dance with the Stars and fell back in love with dancing and fell back in love with this other side of performing that I hadn't looked at for years since I left Billy Barry. So
you did so well on Dancing with the Stars. Of course, you were paired with the incredible Salome. Mm-hmm. But you'd actually had an accident a few months before that, and I think you'd several operations around the time of Eurosong and Eurovision. How did you manage the dancing? Because you did so well.
Just the Billy Barry training. You have to just, honestly, that's the truth. I learned a lot of things in Billy Barry. I learned, like, dedication, respect, loyalty, and when you say you're going to do something, you have to do it, like, you know, and
the show must go on
regardless of what happens, like, you know, and I don't know, that's just the way I am. I have that mindset. I'm very mentally strong because of that. I think I just had to do it, and I gave myself a challenge, and I don't back down from challenges, so I had to just do it. And there was pain involved, but the overall outcome and the enjoyment I got from it, and I was climbing a hurdle each week, climbing a mountain each week, and once I got up to the top of that each Sunday, the euphoric feeling you get from that, like, was insane, and that's what I strive for, you know.
And how are you now? I mean, you seem perfect. Are you back to full strength?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm always good. I'm fine.
And since you're so good at dancing, as everyone who watched you knows, and you're good at singing, could you see yourself in the West End?
I don't know.
Oh, he 100%. He's blowing us all away in rehearsals. He really is, like, phenomenally good.
Thank you.
He has so many varied roles in this show that's coming up, and he's wow.
Tell us about the show that's coming up, because I know it's the 60th anniversary of the Billy Barry Stage School. It's the Diamond Jubilee Show. It's going to be in the Gaiety from October the 15th to the 19th, starring David, of course.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And tell me about who else will be in it.
So Brian McFadden will be in it. Susan McFadden will be in it. Louise Bowden will be in it. We have a cast of over 600 students. It's a bit of a nod to the old with a modern twist and a very much step forward into the future. I have Louise Bowden has joined us as teacher choreographer creative along with Lindsay Culp, and they have it. The choreography is right up to the minute, like music video style. It is absolutely fabulous. And David, as I say, we've got scenes from Mean Girls, Moulin Rouge, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, all of this. And David plays incredible roles throughout. So really exciting to watch rehearsals at the moment. I think it's going to be fabulous.
And when the direction, Lorraine, changed on the Late Late Toy Show and the Billy Barry Kids, that you weren't automatically part of it every year, was that a big disappointment for you?
Absolutely.
All?
It was a big, okay, wow, this is, we didn't sort of see this coming. But I guess once Gay Byrne had finished up, then that was the end of our time. And it was a bit of a setback at the time. But, you know, as I say, we keep moving onwards and upwards, and you just replace it with different things. And it's amazing to see the Toy Show still having the incredible success. And maybe it was time for that to happen and for it to be opened more nationwide to schools all or to children all around the country, which seems, you know, a better way for it to have gone.
And I know, David, you're incredibly grateful, actually, to Lorraine, because she doesn't just run, you've said this, run a big stage school. She's like a, not quite like a second mother, but you always say she's really been so good to you.
Absolutely. I do say, I would have always said Lorraine was like a second mother to me in my teenage years, for sure, growing up. It's like a home. It really is. That like, you feel very safe when you're in there. I felt like I could always talk to Lorraine and tell Lorraine anything that I couldn't probably tell to a lot of people. And that was solely just down to the way she treated us growing up, she treated us like adults, you know, like she gave us responsibilities to take on in shows, and gave us an outlet that was different to anything I had experienced, and instilled confidence in us when we maybe never had it. Like, I honestly say this, excuse me, all the time, that I probably wouldn't have gone on to do what I've done in my life if I hadn't have met Lorraine and hadn't have gone to the Billy Barry Stage School, because I got given opportunities to sing solos in parts. And as I keep saying, coming from a kid who only wore football jerseys, and I was a very nervous kid. I was very, very like shy to get up in front of people and just start singing and dancing. But now I have confidence to burn from that, with a side of still respect and being 2 feet on the ground and all that sort of stuff. And I'm no better than the next person, you know. My abilities will speak louder than my words, you know. And that's something that I learnt throughout my entire life. And yeah, it's all down to this woman and Miss Barry.
Isn't that a lovely tribute? It just, you know, because if I was going to say to you, what makes you proud of your work? But we've just heard, really.
Absolutely. Unbelievable to hear a student say something like that, because obviously that's the intention and that's the goal. But to actually hear somebody relay those words is, yeah, it truly emotional. So thank you, David. That was lovely.
Are you still a United fan, by the way?
I am, but like as I said, my music and stuff was taken over football.
As was Miss Barry, I have to say.
Huge.
We're not doing too great at the minute.
We don't
have to talk about that. No.
But you're staying loyal.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, look, Lorraine Barry, director of the Billy Barry Stage School, and David Whelan, graduate of the Great School, thanks very much both for being here this morning. The Diamond Jubilee Show, it's going to be in the Gaiety Theatre from October the 15th to the 19th, starring you, David, and Susan, and Brian McFadden, and of course the current stars of the school, and tickets are from Ticketmaster.
Or the Gaiety Box Office.
Or the Gaiety Box. Yeah. Thanks so much to
both
of you. We'll take a break.
Thank you so much, Miriam.